Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Anna DeVlantis live in the Skyline Studios, and big news today, a shakeup at the top of the police department. Superintendent Eddie Johnson terminated for cause, effective immediately. The mayor made that announcement, stepping up to the podium just before 11 o'clock earlier today. Our guest right now is Mayor Lightfoot, and we want to ask you about that. But first, Mayor, thank you, first of all, for coming on the show. Hey, Mayor.
Hold on, I got to call you back.
Mayor's got another phone call. Hi, Mayor Lightfoot. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Okay. A busy day for sure, and I want to get to the big news that you announced today. But can I just ask you about your holiday first? Can I just, you know, see how it was? I know you had your mom in town, and you were talking about all the joy of that day and then sort of contrast with what happened today. But did you have a good holiday with your mom?
I did, and I'm happy for you to start with asking me about my holiday. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays, and I was grateful to have my mom out, and we did a lot of cooking and got to spend some time together. When you have a 91-year-old mother, you never know what's going to happen from day to day, so I'm just grateful for the time that I have with her.
Well, you shared an awesome picture. If people want to see it, you posted it on Twitter of you and your mom in the kitchen cooking, and it was just a beautiful thing. It looked like your mom was doing more cooking than you were, but you were had this beautiful little embrace that just captured what the holidays should be about.
Well, she's used to being the boss of the kitchen, so I did most of the heavy lifting, but she certainly was active in doing the cooking for the meal.
That's awesome. And I know you were celebrating at that time the city budget being passed Thanksgiving week. I want to get to that, but the news that's up front right now is obviously the departure of Eddie Johnson. The Inspector General report came out today. Was that the basis for his dismissal? Is that what happened here?
Yes, I got a copy of the report over the weekend. I read it along with the accompanying video evidence, and it became very clear to me that the conduct that he engaged in on the evening of October 16th and into the early morning hours of the 17th were in and of themselves the kind of conduct that just was inconsistent with him continuing to be the leader of the department. And in addition to that, it was clear to me that in order to mask what he had done, he made statements in a press conference and then later to me that were just inconsistent with the reality of what had happened.
There was some news that the body cam tapes that the officers who arrived at that scene had initially talked to the superintendent at the scene when he was found asleep at the wheel near his Bridgeport home back at that moment when he said he had a few drinks and he said he had some meds for blood pressure, and that was what we were told at that time. But there were the body cam videotape. Is that what you're referring to when you say there were some tapes?
Well, there are multiple videotapes, but I don't want to get into the specifics of what any of them showed. It's just, as I said, the conduct at issue was one that was just inconsistent with somebody who's a leader of a large organization where integrity and honesty have to be the rule of the day, and then coupled with the fact that he created a narrative for the public, for the press, and for me that was just inconsistent with the facts.
Mayor, it's Steve Bertrand in the newsroom, so that I'm going to hone in on that a bit. So what you're saying was, regardless of what he told you later, what he did that night was fireable?
Yes.
And will this Inspector General's report be fully made public? I know you've seen it. I don't think it's been released fully. Will we see all of it?
You know, I can't speak to that. The investigation is still ongoing. There are others whose conduct is being evaluated and some additional facts I think that the Inspector General is going to be focusing on. So I don't have a timeline, and I didn't ask. It's important that his investigation remain independent. But it certainly would be my expectation that once it's finalized, that'll be an issue that will be considered by the city's Corporation Council. You may be aware, City Council passed an ordinance a couple months back that allowed for the disclosure of certain of the IG reports and on areas of high interest in the public, and I would think that this would fall into that definition.
You made some very strong statements today, Mayor, you said the old Chicago way must not give way to must give way to the new reality, and that there should be no mistake about the message you are sending today. You're sending a very strong message about the superintendent and his conduct. Again, is that about lying? Is that the conduct we're talking about?
Well, look, I think that anybody who has the honor of being a public servant, particularly anybody in leadership, has to lead with integrity, has to be honest, and that there's got to be an accountability for all of us. And as I said earlier today, we're human. We are made as flawed individuals. None of us are perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. But the true measure of a leader is stepping up and accepting responsibility when that happens. That's not what happened in this circumstance. Quite the contrary, and that's what led to the decision that I made today. It was not an easy decision. It wasn't a decision I entered into lightly, but it was the only decision that could be made under the circumstances. There were just no gray.
I'd like to ask about your personal reaction, because I remember the announcement of the retirement, and you were standing alongside the superintendent. And not only that, you did something unusual in that you sort of chastised or warned the media not to ask questions that might be embarrassing with the superintendent's this young son there. So you were fully on board at that moment. Do you feel he made a fool of you?
Look, I really try not to focus on my own personal feelings about this, but obviously I'm disappointed that he told me something that turned out to fundamentally not be true. But I do think about his young son. I'm a mom myself. My daughter is not much older than his youngest. And, he absolutely made mistakes, real serious mistakes in judgment and conduct. But I also realize that you have to take the longer view. I'm hoping that he will find some redemption, because I do, as a person of faith, I believe in redemption. And it's not my narrative to tell. It's his story. It's not my story. So I think it's important for us to make sure that the department is stable, and it is, that the folks there focus and remain focused on the mission at hand, which is to keep people in every neighborhood of the city safe. That's a message that I brought to the command staff when I spoke with them earlier today. And I know that's the message that Interim Superintendent Beck will also bring to the command staff.
Well, speak about that, because now we have a new superintendent. Is that right? Charlie Beck, who was the interim, who was supposedly learning under Eddie Johnson for a little while until he got settled in. He is now the superintendent?
Well, he's the interim superintendent, and he's been back and forth here in Chicago for really since sometime in November when we announced him. He has knowledge of CPD anyway because of the strong level of cooperation between LAPD and the Chicago Police Department. There are people on the ground here that were his staff in L.A. that have been working hand in glove with the department now for a number of years, so he's got a head start in his learning curve. And I'm grateful that First Deputy Superintendent Anthony Riccio continues to manage the day-to-day operations of the department. He's really been invaluable and will continue to be so. So I feel very good about where we are, and the search for a permanent superintendent continues.
The officers that responded to the scene, are they part of this Inspector General report as well? They were waived off by the superintendent. That obviously is not policy for the department. Is that also being looked into? Does this go further than we know already?
Well, I'd be careful about making assessments of what happened that night. You said waived off, and I'm not sure that that's accurate. But, look, the Inspector General needs to follow the facts. It needs to thoroughly investigate this. I think it's something that the public has a right to know what happened that night. And when his investigation is complete, it's my expectation that that will become public.
All right. That's totally fair. What's next, though, as you search for a new police superintendent that is... go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's in the hands of the police board. Having conducted that search myself 4 years ago, I know that they have a big lift in front of them, and they will continue to do what's necessary. They're going out to community. They're listening to community members about the kind of values that they believe are necessary for the next superintendent, and just general concerns about policing in general, and that outreach to get applicants in. I think the application deadline closes sometime in January, early January. So it's my expectation that we'll have a new superintendent on the job, hopefully by the end of the first quarter, but certainly by the early part of April at the latest.
And Mayor, they tell us how our listeners how the process works. The board will present you with candidates. Is that the next phase?
Yeah, this is all mandated by city ordinance. And so what happens is whenever there's a vacancy, the police board has sole responsibility to conduct a new search. They will then are mandated to present three options to me. And then once that happens, we'll organize a team here in the mayor's office, maybe bring in some outside folks to help us vet the three candidates, and then we'll make a choice. It's certainly my expectation that we will choose from among the three individuals presented by the police board.
Mayor, we only have a minute or so here, but I did want to ask you about the budget. A lot of people might have missed that news because it was a big deal, but it happened during a holiday week. You passed a budget, somehow managing to plug that $838 million budget hole without any substantial property tax increases. You're raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2021. Mm-hmm. I saw your tweet on this. This is not just a budget. It is an expression of our shared values. A lot of people didn't think you were going to get this done the way you did, and you held the line on the property taxes. I know a lot of people came up to you personally to request that.
Yeah. Well, look, it was a hard lift. It's the largest budget cap that we've had in the history of the city of Chicago. I have to give thanks to a lot of people, starting with my team, the budget director, Susie Park, the CFO, Jenny Bennett, our controller, Reshma Soni, and then budget chairman, Pat Dowell. I mean, a lot of people did a lot of hard work to move us from this gaping hole to one that we didn't have a large property tax increase. It was a lot of difficult work, hard work. But I also want to thank the citizens and residents of Chicago, because people gave us their ideas. We had five different budget town halls. We had an online survey, and people were not shy about recommending efficiencies, about potential revenue sources. So hats off to the residents of the city, and we're going to keep working hard like we did this year. We're going to always look internally first to see where we can make cuts and efficiencies before we come to the taxpayers asking for anything else.
Well, we appreciate hearing that. That's music to a lot of people's ears. And speaking of hard work, I know there's more ahead, and we wish you success. We need you to be successful for us, Mayor, and we certainly appreciate your time with us this afternoon. So thank you very much on a busy day for you.
Well, thank you, and congratulations on this new show, and have me back sometime again.
Well, you got that for sure. There's an open invitation. Thank you, Mayor Lightfoot.
All right, thank you.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot, more coming up here on WGN Radio.